Hello, hello.
Here's the setup. There's a man, he's estranged from his family. He's sort of, you know, really, he's a known quantity in his community, and he's got these two big, beautiful, well-trained dogs. They're integral to his everyday life. Everyone knows the dogs, everyone loves them, and he can't remember a time without the dogs, like quite literally does not remember anything about how they came into his life.
That's the setup, huh? He doesn't know when the dogs came into his life. How old is this man?
I'm thinking like middle-aged, so it's like plausible that he had like not a previous life, but I'm flexible.
Cuz dogs, what, they get like 20 years? Is that how old do dogs get? I don't know how old dogs get. That's something that like is mysterious. If the dogs have always been in his life and he is older than dogs get, that's a little terrifying, because it's like, okay, well, does he have amnesia? Does he have false memories of these dogs? Like, what happened?
Well, and exactly. So like, I guess the first thing in the story is like, we have to figure out, is it that like he literally remembers having them as a child, or he is missing part of his life? I sort of like the idea that like when he thinks about a certain period in the past, things get fuzzy when he tries to think about the dogs.
But if he thinks really hard, maybe he does see the dogs there.
Or like maybe like something that he could conceive of as the dogs, like something like, oh yeah, I guess they were there, like sort of convincing himself. It would also be interesting, like, does the proximity to the dogs physically in this space-time like affect his memory?
Right.
Because like that's the whole key, like, are they guardian angels? Are they alien parasites? Is he just crazy?
That would be a good thing to unravel. Like, he could go around like talking to his neighbors, and the dogs, everyone would remember something with the dogs, right? And then,
well,
depending
and
on how long he's lived there, like someone could track something down, and then like it's like, if only one person remembers a time with him living there without the dogs, like that starts to unravel this whole thing. What are the dogs? Are the dogs dogs? Is he crazy?
Well, and even that, like, I like the idea that like he's estranged from his family, so maybe like 5 years ago, he shows up in the community and like everyone gets to know him and loves him and he's the grandfather figure, but he's only actually been there for 5 years and like no one really like knows his story. And because his memory is so fuzzy, like when people would ask him, he would just sort of like meander off and like not really want to talk about it. So like everyone knows, like, oh, well, you don't talk about it. Maybe some new person comes into town and thinks it's a conspiracy, but everyone's like, no, he just gets upset and we don't want to make him upset when you talk about the past.
Well, and that lends itself to thinking about like, okay, well, is it an old man with dementia? Is he have some kind of issue with that? Or is there actually something going on? There's a lot of, it depends on how, okay, so This is a thing we should think about, like, what lens is the story told through? Are we telling it from his perspective? Are we telling it from one of the neighbors' perspectives, the dog's perspective? Like, cutbacks and flashbacks and memories, or?
Yeah, I'm sort of seeing it as a movie. So, you know, just third-person perspective, no inner dialogue. You know, flashbacks are all, like, him sort of sitting there thinking, but like no like actual flashback cutbacks. And I do like, I really like the idea of there being a supernatural heir to the dogs, just in terms of like they're these big, fluffy, really intelligent, like
majestic floofer puppers.
Exactly.
I imagined them that way whenever you mentioned them, actually. Like, that was just one of those things. I like big, floofy dogs.
You know, you don't want to go straight for like guardian angels, but I like something with like that they need him as much as he needs them. Well, maybe they're time traveling dogs. Maybe they came in their time dog DeLorean.
Doglorian.
Well, I think we've hit 88 miles an hour, so hopefully the dogs find their way home.
All right. Godspeed, puffers.
Godspeed.